morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everybody, to Morning Magazine for this August 25th, 2022, 10:05 on the clock. I have your host, James Jay, here. In part two, we're going to catch up with Jasmine. She is the 4-H Associate Educator with Marathon of Wood Counties. Looking forward to talking about 4-H with Jasmine right now. Looking forward to talking to two of our favorite people in the whole world to talk to, Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods. Good morning, you two.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. That is a lot of pressure, James.
It is a lot. It is a lot.
You just put a ton of pressure on us.
I only do it because I know you guys can back it up. And to be honest, I mean, if it's not the case, we'll just go ahead and do something else. I mean,
Okay. Don't
worry. This isn't live. Yeah. I mean, it's not like we have to.
No.
I'm being told it is live. Oh, I'm being told
okay.
It is live.
Oh, really?
Oh, shoot.
Has it been live all these times before?
I thought you were editing us half the time.
That'd be hilarious. Like, you did just have that moment of epiphany. Like, wait a minute, what?
Right.
How are things going? Oh, how are things with you guys first, Stephen? How you been?
Really good. Yeah, good. Thanks, James.
Good.
Yeah.
Good to hear. Katrina, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good to hear.
Doing good.
How is everybody at the shop? How are things going there?
You know, I feel like everybody's got some good spirits. We've got new education information in our brains, which I'll talk about later.
A lot of good summertime energy, and
yes.
We have such a good staff. Everybody's just like, everybody's got their little niche, and they all kind of fill something. I really love it when we get a balance of like all these different skills, and we're usually pretty close, but I think right now we're just like really hitting it. So
yeah.
We have a great staff.
We have an awesome staff. Thanks, guys.
I like the idea, and it seems a little bit organic how it happened, but I love that you guys have such a like specialists, and I don't mean to overuse that word or to put anything on their shoulders, but people that really know their stuff, and it's it really adds to it. But I think the thing that is so welcoming, and I'm not the first person to say this, and I'm sure you guys have heard this before, I love when I walk into the store, I'm greeted, but I'm not badgered. You know what I mean? Like, we've all been in department stores or businesses where they ask you every 5 seconds, do you need something or what have you? I love that I come in there, I'm asked, I'm greeted, which I think everybody likes. But then if I need help, I can find somebody. I don't have somebody hanging over my shoulder or anything like that. I think that kind of stuff is really noteworthy.
Yeah.
And it's just it also adds to that atmosphere you're talking about there, Stephen.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, our dad and I think also our grandpa as well, I just didn't, unfortunately, get to work with him as close as I did with my dad. But, you know, a lot of what the store was backed on was a lot of customer service. So people that do come in do expect a decent amount of, like, hey, how can we help you? And, like, how can we figure out problem solve with you? And then there's a lot of people that, like you said, I just kind of want to look and then I'll explore. So we honor and love all of that.
Yeah. So what is the big headline? What is the happening over there?
Yeah,
the store
so
right now?
What's happening is we're going to keep saying this. Everyone's going to get it in their brains and what day it is.
And
but,
on their calendar.
And
yes.
On their calendar. Yeah, get it? I'm going to say use a pen, maybe a red pen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not a pencil. Do a red pen. It is our 76th anniversary, and it's going to be the 7th and 8th of October, so we are giving lots of notice of when it is, so put it in red pen at your house, 7th and 8th of October, and it's exciting because we're starting to, like, shape up what is going to be there, and I feel like sometimes we're figuring out a little bit later, and we have got it this year of like a good lineup of stuff.
Yeah, we've done this a couple times.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, but it's a lot of fun, and it's always fun planning and finding like new things and like different things and just integrating it into this event that it seems like the community and the people that come to our store really look forward to. If you've never been to it, certainly everyone is welcome. And every year
welcome.
We get a lot of people who are like, oh, I just saw like this. I saw balloons outside or something. I was like,
my
what's
neighbor's
going on?
Coming. I joined.
Yeah, or like somebody comes like Friday and then they bring their sister or their brother the next day or their cousin or whatever it is. And they come again and they bring somebody with them. And I've seen a lot more of that in the last couple of years and it's been so fun. So we really like that. And I think people who've come to the event over the years, they look forward to it and they kind of know. They know it's going to be fun, and it's going to. We try to keep it just kind of light and engaging, and I don't know. I can't really totally put it into words yet, maybe because it hasn't all come together in the plan yet. But it's really an exciting thing. We're looking forward to it already.
I know, just looking back at years past and everything, I thought you guys have always done a fun job of balancing, like giving your clients or people an opportunity to win stuff and everything,
yes.
but also learn new things about the store. And again, none of that stuff coming across overbearing. You know, mm-hmm. it's there and taking it in as you will. And I think that's a big, especially the long time people that have been going there, like my mom has been going there for 20 mm-hmm. years or somebody like that. Those kind of people, even they are finding new things or finding mm-hmm. something that, oh, I didn't realize you guys knew about this or had this mm-hmm. or what have you. Just like as we've heard from both of you and many of the people that you brought on the air with us, you guys are always doing that. They're always finding different ways to, well, what's this product that we can find that's local? Or mm-hmm. what's this product that we can maybe find there's a better version of or mm-hmm. something? It's such a hand-in-hand thing that... where a lot of businesses almost kind of look down or talk down to somebody, you guys are on the same level with everybody. And that really shows. I think that's another reason why we, speak to what you are, Stephen, a lot of reason why people come back and want to continue to help celebrate the anniversary and that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun times. So, gifts, door prizes, all sorts of stuff. I hope you already marked it on your calendars in red, October 7th and 8th.
I feel like I was just mansplaining your own clientele to you guys. I apologize if that's what I was doing there. I was trying to give the perspective of the customer, and I feel like I was just explaining the business to you.
No, it's good to hear it, actually, to be like, is that what we align with? Are we happy with that? So it's good to hear that. But, you're giving a perception or you're showing your... drawing it out for the mm-hmm. listeners of this is what it is. This is what you're going to expect when you come to that event. And, we definitely will talk details of what's going to be there, timing, all the fun stuff, but it'll probably be like later September because we gotta get you guys excited about this too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we have more of that to come. And then lastly, with like what's happening at the store, just a reminder, right? It's back to school time up for some people, like Layla, our friend who works with us. Mm-hmm. She went back yesterday. It's just a reminder of, a lot of people think of back to school as like supplies and such, but think about us when you're thinking of back to school mm-hmm. because your immune system is huge importance for you to attend school so you can use those supplies. So we want to just let people like think about how you can build up your immune system. Like we talked last time, really like building up those immune before you even get to school, but maybe it's even after school and there's a lot of kids products on sale for the month of August and September, things for focus, things for immune system, for the young and the old.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think this is going to be a me saying something that you guys wouldn't agree with. I think that I know you both well enough to be able to say that we're fans of kids. We like kids. We're all right with kids.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool. They're all right. Kids are germs.
Yeah,
kids
they are
walking, breathing, living germs. Like they are a petri dish.
They
just
love
are.
To just snuggle in and get that snotty nose all over you.
And we love that. We love that they do that. But we, in order to really get in those hugs and get those runny noses on us and everything, it's good to have your immune system up.
Did you guys take your zinc and elderberry? Okay, you can hug me now.
Yeah, I mean, it helps to have that stuff in there because, in all seriousness, if the last couple of years haven't taught you this, I don't know what's gonna.
Yeah.
We have to be better about this. We have to, as a society, be better about not just sending our kids to school with mm-hmm. a good immune system, but our own selves taking personal responsibility and having a good immune system. And that stuff really, it's not that hard to do either. We're not being asked to do a whole lot of heavy lifting here when it comes to making sure your kids have that stuff. And I would think that every parent would want to do it. I do think, though, it's one of those things that I don't begrudge a parent that loses sight of that mm-hmm. this time of year, where mm-hmm. you're trying to figure out how to get your kid to practices, making sure you have all the school supplies. Unfortunately, while this should be way up at the top of the list, it doesn't always get there.
It's not until the sniffles happen.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's a great thing to bring up. I think it's a wonderful thing to like hit on today during this segment to kind of just remind parents, hey, this is another thing to think of. I know there's a lot on your plate, guys, but this is one more thing you're going to want on that plate, because a lot of parents are really happy kids are going back to school. Well, mm-hmm. the kids are going to be staying home with you if they're sick. So
mm-hmm. yep.
if another reason you wanted to get the kids healthy, I mean, there's another
double
one.
Double whammy right there. Absolutely. For sure. Which is really good.
Is there a, and not to simplify the topic or anything, but is there something like right out the gate, I'm a parent, I come to you guys and like, I want to make sure my kid's immune system and my immune system is really as good as it can be or whatever. Is there a go-to supplement? Is there something that you would recommend that, hey, this is, if you're going to do anything, you should probably do this at least?
Yeah, I mean, Terry's ViroPro, I think, is a great one for adults, and they also have a chewable version for kids.
Yeah.
And anything like elderberry, zinc, vitamin D are like, if I could just say a couple things, those would be it. And then we'll talk in a little bit about andrographis and how awesome it is for immune health, too.
Cool.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I think ViroPro, because it's... because it has all those ingredients you just listed, like vitamin C, vitamin D, has vitamin A, it has zinc.
Selenium, zinc, yes.
Zinc, yeah, selenium.
A.
It basically has all the, it's like an immune system multivitamin.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a complete multivitamin, but all the essential vitamins and minerals for your immune system are in this formula. So I kind of call it like a multivitamin booster. Like mm-hmm. in the winter, I take this in addition to my multivitamin to get a little extra of all these things. But it, you know, if you don't take a multivitamin, this will certainly fill in for all those immune vitamins. Mm-hmm. And then the elderberry is, you know, a clinically studied high strength, you know, elderberry extract, which is really effective. I just take one a day, really easy. It's a 2-month supply. And I think pretty soon we're going to get in like a little... like
trial size, it'll be like 3 days worth. So right, if you're been around somebody that you're like, I just need an immune boost up, mm-hmm. or I can tell I have something, and you just need to kind of mega dose and keep yourself healthy for like a long weekend
or
something.
A smaller size in your car, or your purse or something.
You never
that'll be
know.
Handy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, kind of rewinding a little bit, that's a perfect question to ask the gang at Family Natural Foods if you're unsure.
Yep.
You know, going in and just asking, hey, these are this is my concerns, these are my worries. You know, what can you do to help?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
That's interesting. That is a fun one, a good one to bring up.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I see here a fun feat. I see fun feet here.
You wrote fun feet, yeah. Fun fact, James.
Fun fact.
Wrote it fast.
No.
So the fun fact, I was trying to think of something more, and then I got busy and I didn't think about it as much. And I said, Stephen, a fun fact, and this is totally worth like celebrating. Stephen and I just celebrated 8 years as business owners. So I thought that's a fun fact to share on air.
Wow, that is awesome. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, I don't usually take a lot of notes for you guys because you bring the story to us, you know.
We try to make your job easy, James.
You do a really good job of that, too, and I appreciate it. But every once in a while, I have thoughts and questions I want to ask you guys. Going back to our last time we had both of you on,
mm-hmm.
We didn't have time for it, but I wanted to ask, hey, have you guys started to feel a little more comfortable in the position? Because I wasn't sure how long you had been doing this. That's so funny that's well, mazel tov. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Thanks, James. Yep.
Wonderful job of not burning the place down. No,
thank you. Yeah.
It's something my mom would say to me.
Right.
It's got to be interesting to take over such a family legacy, because there's family business and there's family legacy, and that's really what Family Natural Foods is. What your dad and your grandpa did, really getting the ball rolling here. Not just them, certainly, but to put a name on it.
Right.
Do you guys feel, and I want to ask both of you this individually, Stephen, do you feel a bit more, do you feel more comfortable as you've done this now for a while and kind of walking into the building feeling a little more, you know,
I think
sure.
so. Yeah. I mean, if Katrina wasn't there, I'd probably be a little bit lost, but, I think together, like we've really found our place, and, it's still great. Like our dad will come through, I don't know, 2 or 3 times a week, mm-hmm. sometimes every day, you know, just for a few minutes or an hour or something, help us with some stuff. But mostly he's just kind of doing stuff behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. He's not like sometimes he's just putting boxes and taking them to recycling, something that anybody could do, right?
Yeah.
But it needs to get done, and sometimes they just start stacking up, and he's like, oh, I'm going to get these boxes out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So he does so much that we really appreciate, and it's great that he's around and we can ask him questions, but I don't think we ask him too many questions anymore.
Yeah, it is really interesting. The early couple of years, you know, I feel like I was swimming a lot more, like trying to keep mm-hmm. my head afloat mm-hmm. of like, wait, do I know this detail and that detail? But we do have an upper hand. Like, I've worked there since I was a child.
Yeah.
So, like, we've slowly introed our way into it. I've spent a lot of time like kind of in a sense like managing it for a while and learning under him and what was good or what didn't I do well when he was on vacation. That's actually sometimes the best way to learn. Yeah. What didn't I do well? but I feel like Steve was just saying, you know, we don't ask those questions as much. No. We like to get his opinion on things because it's very valid. And he loves the store. He loves the community and the people that shop there. But, yeah, I feel like I definitely am way more comfortable in my skin. And, you know, going back to the original conversation we had earlier, like, we have such a great team, and everybody has their strengths. And it's really, like, a family team. Mm-hmm. And so that's huge. We have awesome people that we can count on a regular basis, and that's huge. But, We definitely call on Mike from time to time, and I always love his advice. And people love seeing him, so it's great having him come because they love to see him.
Yeah,
yeah, he'll be at the anniversary event.
Of course, he will. Yes,
he loves that. It's like it's like social weekend for him.
I know we have some Terry Naturally highlights we want to get to.
Yeah.
Before, I just one more thing I wanted to ask about that, because I find this really interesting. I don't really come from that world. I don't really have a family business. Well, we do, but it's not something we can continue to do. I'm joking. I'm just kidding. But for my family, one of the things that I look at, and I see similarities in situations like your guys's and everything, is the training that goes on that's not really training. You know, the things that you pick up and do just because you're organically around them and everything.
Yes.
And you just pick up, and you're touching on there, Katrina. I also have seen a little of this in town, and I had not seen it much, a little in Chicago, sure, but of people, the younger generation taking over for the older generation. And when you do that, there is certainly going to be some natural change that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do it right, the customers barely notice, or they only notice the real highlights of these things. But wanting to put your own name on something that has already got its name, it's not easy to do. And yet I think you guys, along with a couple of other businesses in town here that I just know the inside out of, have been able to do that. Because it's not about like not agreeing with the way it was done before or anything like that. You certainly admire and appreciate the way it was done before. It's just evolution. It's just kind of like growing. We do this all the time with sports figures. Top five greatest NBA players of all time. And then you want to compare guys from different eras. And it's just not fair. It doesn't make sense. The athletes nowadays are two times the size they were 30, 40 years ago. So to kind of like keep doing the business the way that your dad or your grandpa did 30, 40 years ago just wouldn't be impossible. But there are a lot of things, if not almost everything, that you can do incorporate into today. It just evolves.
Yes.
Do you guys feel like you've had a chance to kind of not only keep the building the way it was when you took it over, but also add your own touch to it?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. And I think the great thing was our dad always encouraged us to do that while we were working with him, even, you know, 10 years ago.
Yeah. When we were like 15 years old, he'd be like, try it.
Yeah, I'd be like, here's the phone, order from this company or like, you know, and he'd have us try things and we'd make, you know, small mistakes and we'd learn. And, you know, I think it was really good to make small mistakes over, you know, many years instead of like all of a sudden, okay, now it's your business, but I'm going on vacation, see you guys later. It's like, well, hold on. So yeah, he always, like, even before we took over the business, he did a lot of that, and I think we've continued to kind of evolve it and try things. I mean, something that we tried really successfully before the pandemic, which we're hoping to bring back this winter, is like a speaker series where every month there'd be a talk at the store on different topics, and we bring in different experts, and we really like doing that.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
And it was kind of hard to keep going, you know, obviously in the last couple of years, but we're kind of like, okay, I think let's do it again. We kind of, you know, forgot about it for a while. We're like, we like that. We got to bring it back. So those are kind of things that we've done kind of on our own. And our dad did that too off and on, but not as much of a series as we had.
Yeah.
I appreciate you sharing this stuff, because I think that there's a lot of people out there that are in these situations that may want their children to take over. And it's, I don't mean to say a blueprint, but it's a bit of a loose blueprint of how to really do this right. Because I think a lot of the things you've just told us, it's not a coincidence that you guys are doing such a good job in the positions. Because you are, by the way. You're doing fantastic. Knocking it out.
We have a good community. Yeah, so we appreciate them for sure. But
I know that we did want to take some time with some Terry Naturally products.
You know, James, you're lucky you get me tomorrow. So whatever we don't cover, I'll just cover with you tomorrow.
Perfect. Oh, I love it. That's great. Opening segment. Awesome.
What time are you guys starting tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll be here at 7, everybody.
Yep. Join us then for part 2 of Morning Mix.
So I wanted to talk about, we went to a Terry Natural training, and we have the wonderful opportunity of doing this almost every year. Usually it's a few of us will go, and then a few different people will go the next year. We kind of spread out the love. But Terry Natural is always on cutting end, you know, doing all the research. Mm-hmm. They're thinking about all the new products that are out there, things that can help people. And he wants to educate people. You know, whenever he talks, he's always a very, very humble person, mm-hmm. and all about how he can help people, how mm-hmm. he can make a difference, and how then, you know, we can make that difference, and right. just spreading that love to everybody, or health, I should say, maybe more so. But I had a great opportunity being in Chicago last week, and I know your home base. And we had some really awesome educators that were there. So Dr. Holly Lucille, she's a registered dietitian and a naturopathic doctor, and she's in the West Coast, I think Oregon, Washington, California, I forget but she had such awesome information to really share, specifically about some products I'll kind of mention in here or again tomorrow, mm-hmm. depending on how much time we have. But really about like metabolic syndrome and how it affects so much of our health, like blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, all these things, and that there are some things that can really help with all of that. So we'll touch on that in a little bit. And then Dr. Ajay Goel, and he's a molecular scientist, and he's at the City of Hope in California, and he does tons of research on cancer specifically.
I've heard his name before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a great cancer researcher.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and so, you know, he gave us a lot of statistics, and that's where, you know, something Steve and I really wanted to mention is a lot of times people think like, oh, you know, it's the natural foods world, like maybe a sprinkle of this and a sprinkle of that, and maybe it'll work, but like they have to do a lot of clinical studies. They have to do a lot of tests on things. You know, I think they were saying there was over 80 published studies on Curamed specifically. So Curamed for like a lot of immune issues and anti-inflammatory and stuff. And in that, there's a lot of those are clinical trials. They're not just done with a petri dish, or they're not just done with a rat in a laboratory. And that's huge. And they're making sure that it's safe for everybody. So it's a company, Terry Natural, that we believe in because they're hugely about informing people on their health. And that's an amazing thing if you can be informed on your health and your health journey, as well as really giving like scientific backing to their products and how they work and why they work.
Yeah, and we get people come in and buy the products. They all have a money back guarantee. So, you know, they buy them, they try them. We hardly get any returns. I mean, one box a month, maybe. I don't know. Probably not even that much. And people, they come back and they buy it again. They said like, whoa, I feel so much better. Like my knee used to hurt so much. And now I can go for a walk with my grandkids or my dog or whatever it is. I can go around the block twice. I used to only be able to do half the block or whatever. You know, like we hear these things. So it's not only like, you know, what's on paper, what's in the scientific stuff, which is important. And Terry's spending a lot of time and money and focus on that. Mm-hmm. But they're using that scientific research to put it into a product at the clinical strengths that it was researched, and that you can buy off the shelf and get results with, guaranteed.
I think one of the first conversations or first shows that I heard of Terry Talks Nutrition, which you can hear right here on the airwaves the weekends, was him talking about ginseng. Mm-hmm. And the passion in his voice about the subject and talking about it. And then as he was talking and saying that there was this new, I can't remember exactly, but this new use for it and everything. And then he was saying how long we've been using ginseng.
Oh, yeah.
And the Terry Naturally company, I think, along with others, too, are so good at combining those old methods, some of those old techniques with the modern sciences, with the modern forms of distributing supplements or any of these things. Yeah. It's a real great marriage that exists.
Yeah. Absolutely. And Terry also has been in the industry for probably 50 years. He, you know, St. John's wort, which is good for like mental health and depression, he brought that to the United States. Yeah, it was something in Europe they were using.
Glucosamine
for your joints. Like you can find that anywhere. Yeah. He brought that here. If he didn't research it, if he didn't do that digging of what are they doing in a different country that works, but we're not, we wouldn't have had those things. Or it would have been like years later.
Real game changer.
Yeah, absolutely. There's dozens of stuff like that.
He is a true trailblazer.
Yeah.
Like, it really is.
And he's in our state, and he's a super wonderful human, which is great. So, another doctor that they had there was Dr. Teitelbaum, and he's so fun because he's a medical doctor. He's a medical doctor, yeah. But he kind of switched more to the natural focus because he just was finding more success. Mm. But I remember him as a kid. And that was really fun.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Guys, we always run out of time, but that's okay because we'll go into part two tomorrow morning with Katrina.
At 7 o'clock, everyone. Yeah. Listen in.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I really am, actually. That'll be great. That'll be how we start the show tomorrow, great. Katrina. I do appreciate both of you coming in, and I really do appreciate the kind of like behind the curtain stuff that you guys always give us, especially about the business and that. That was really cool. Mm-hmm. A great conversation, as always. Tell the staff hi for us. You guys have a great day, a good weekend, and we'll talk again real soon, especially for you, Katrina. You poor thing. We'll be back with more Morning Magazine in just a few, but I want to remind people that you can stop by Family Natural Foods right now. Their doors are open at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can also always give them a call at 423-3120. Be sure to bookmark their page, familynaturalfood.com, and like their Facebook page, their social media, their Instagram. It's a great way to keep up to date on all the great things going on over there. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we're going to talk with Jasmine about the 4-H right here on Morning Magazine, WFHR, locally grown radio. Magazine part two for this August 25th, 2022. I have your host, James J. here. It is 10:33 on the clock, and we're welcoming it into the studio our good friend, Jasmine Carbajal.
Yep, we got it.
She is the 4-H Associate Educator with Marathon and Wood Counties. Jasmine, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me again. I'm excited to be here.
It's always fun talking with you. And honestly, I have become one of the 4-H's biggest fans over the last couple of years here. Just talking with you guys at Extension about 4-H, all the things that have been opened up to this city, kid, about what the great things that you guys do there. So I'm a huge fan. I'm looking forward to talking about different things with you today. We have Wantos that we want to talk about. But I also want to talk about the Central Wisconsin State Fair a little bit. Do you mind if we kind of start there?
Yeah, why don't we start there? Because we have lots of activities going on over there in Marshfield at the Central State Wisconsin State Fair. So we are kind of wrapping up our youth animals today. I think this morning we did a little bit of our like horse shows and things like that. But actually, in the hockey building that's located there at the fairgrounds, we have activities going on all day, pretty much from 11 to 1:30 and then from 2:30 to 5, where we do every day different hands-on, fun activities, and actually for the whole family. Yesterday, we had our SCAT ID, and so that was like, I think more adults had fun with that than the youth themselves just trying to identify which SCAT went with which animal. So we really have a lot of, we'll be there till Sunday. Mm. So as families are coming to the fair, checking the animals out, also come to the hockey building to see the different exhibits and to do some different activities.
How have these activities and everything else been going for the 4-H and the fair itself?
So it's been going pretty well. We had a little bit of rain last night, kind of in the afternoon, so it died down a little bit, which is understandable, but mm-hmm. I'm hoping now that we're going into the weekend that participation will increase. Something that we found is that even our 4-H'ers that are there a lot of the time have really enjoyed having something different to do. Than just like hang out with their animals. I know they love their animals, but like they like coming in and doing kind of different, a variety of activities that keeps them kind of busy. The same with like the parents and families, like knowing that they can come into the hockey building and just do some fun stuff for a little while. So it's been working out great.
You know, I think when we think of the fair or just fairs in general, we think of like, you know, the music acts, the food,
right.
A lot of these things, and all that stuff is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's awesome. But these fairs serve a real important, vital purpose to communities and maybe even more importantly to kids, especially when it comes to 4-H and the ag industry and that really empowering and championing that kind of that field. And showing the positives of it to the youth. And we all know, I mean, I've been hearing since I was a kid, I'm sure you and many others there, that that is an industry that we need to put younger people into. Mm-hmm. We need more young blood into. So these kind of things, while all the stuff that you mentioned there before and all there's plenty of other good things, you and I could take turns going back and forth.
Right.
This is cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
That part, that underlayer is always there to me about this. At least it has been since I've learned more and more about how important these fairs are.
Yep. And today, actually, Thursday, there at the fair, we have the rest of our extension staff that is going to be there as well. So we want people to get familiar with what we do in general, not just the 4-H branch, but like all the different departments that we have within extension that accessible to the community. So our family health educator, Jackie, is going to be there. I believe Matt, our agriculture agent, is going to be there. Kayla, who's our new community development specialist, is going to be there. So we want people to come out and see us. We're going to be there, you know, all of us together. I'll be there all week, and Laura will be there all week with 4-H, right? But, like, we have our other educators that are going to be there today. We're calling it Extension Thursday, so they can come out, and they can meet them starting around noon, and we'll be there till, like, 4 today doing all of that, too.
And is there, like, you guys got a booth, I imagine, or something?
So, yeah, inside the hockey building. So right. All of that's happening inside of that hockey building.
Is there, there seems like there's plenty to look forward to, but is there stuff that you got to check out this, or you got to see this?
So, yes.
I imagine that's a tough question.
It's a tough question because I love it, everything that we do, of course. But on Saturday, we're actually celebrating our centennial for 4-H.
Right.
So Saturday, starting at 1 p.m., there in the hockey building, we'll have some fun, different activities and celebration type things help us celebrate 100 years of 4-H.
That's really impressive. Just taking a step back and thinking about that for a second. I cannot even begin to imagine how many kids have been affected by that. Just kids that have taken 4-H, let alone the things that, like, because I have a lot of friends I grew up with that took 4-H, but I didn't. But I learned so much from them because they took 4-H.
Right.
So the knowledge that they've shared, that way that is kind of like a spread. It really has made quite an impact on our society. It really has, in all the positive ways.
Yep, and I'm glad that we have it, you know, here, right?
Yeah.
We're lucky to have it in our counties and in our surrounding area, so I think it's important for us to take advantage of it.
You know, you mentioned Laura, talking with Laura in this segment here for many years and many times, I've learned so much from her, and I didn't know about that beforehand. To speak to how the impact 4-H makes, you've got Laura and you as a part of this stuff. You know, that just speaks to how big this is and how much of an impact it has, certainly here in Wisconsin, but I know across the whole country. There are many good 4-H's out there and people doing some really great work with kids.
Yeah, no, I agree.
When it comes to this, the events here that you got going on with this, is there anything that has happened or that is going to come up or anything that you kind of had to... You know, for all the planning you do, there was those last second things that come up and everything. Did you have anything like that come up? Or?
You know, it's been going pretty smooth. We haven't had anything that really has come up. And again, I'm newer to my position, so this is my first fair. So I've been learning a lot this last couple of days. So, but overall, it's been going pretty smooth. We've been getting great feedback on the activities we've been doing. So it's been going good.
And there's plenty to check out at the Central Wisconsin State Fair. I want to encourage you to go ahead and check out the website, centralwisconsinstatefair.com. It's got all the events, all the different things that you can check out there. And the fair is still going on for another week or at least a couple
Sunday.
More days. I'm sorry, till Sunday.
Yeah.
So I got my dates all mixed up. So there's plenty of time to still check out all the great things that they got going on over there. When you go to the fair, if you aren't going there for the 4-H, if you're going there for the music or the food or something, take some time, stop by the hockey building and say hi. Check things out over there. I guarantee that you're going to find something interesting and something we're talking about with the 4-H. Is there anything else you wanted to touch on with the fair?
Just that everybody's invited to come out and check us out.
Excellent. Then why don't we do this? We'll take our commercial break here, and then we'll come back and we'll get into a whole new other fun topic. I'm looking forward to diving into. We will be back with Jasmine and with our UW Extension friends here at Morning Magazine, WFHR.
This is your land. And you love it.
Welcome back to Morning Magazine here at WFHR. It is 10:43 on the clock. We're talking to our good friend Jasmine, who is the 4-H Associate Educator with Marathon of Wood Counties. And Jasmine, we're going to talk now about Juntos.
Yes, Juntos, which means together in Spanish. Juntos is a brand new program. And back when we kind of had our first interview, I had commented that with my new position, one of my goals was really to do outreach with the Latino populations that we have in our county and kind of in the area. And so I'm really excited that we're going to be offering Juntos in Marshfield. Juntos is a program that basically our mission or our goal is to help Latino students graduate. So we have found in studies that Latino students are at a higher risk of dropping out of school in 9th and 10th grade. So we're really hoping that with Juntos, we will give them the skills to really make it to graduation and then give them the resources if they want to pursue higher education. What's really unique about this program, James, is that it's for the whole family. family. Mm. So that's something that's different. I mean, that it's offered in Spanish and in English. Mm. So parents and students will get to pick whether they want to do the sessions in English or they want to do them in Spanish. And so they come in at the same time, all together as a family, and they just kind of go in whichever session for that language that they prefer. Mm. And then we'll be offering daycare. So a lot of times with the Latino population, right, like they have little ones. And so sometimes that's a barrier to going to a class. And so we want to make sure that we take that barrier out. And that way we provide childcare. We're going to give them a light dinner as well, since it's a 5:30 starting time for these classes. And yeah, so it's really a great program. And we're really excited about offering it kind of for the first time in our area. It's a newer program. So.
And it speaks to a something that was a need 20 years ago when I was in school.
Yeah.
I mean, it was something that I saw fellow kids going through and struggling with. And I'm talking about when I was in Chicago, let alone when I went to high school out here and everything. And I saw it with the handful of Spanish friends I had. This is one of those things where it just makes our communities, our state, our country that much stronger, that much better. It is what this country is built on, is diversity, is different, is all these things. And the more we embrace those things, the better we are, the stronger we are. And as a side note, the more fun it is, because I think it's fun learning new other languages and incorporating these things and stuff. I love the English language, but I really love learning Italian. I like learning Spanish. I like these other languages, and I think that just makes your own life a little more interesting, a little more fun. And that's all well and good, but I do want to come back to the purpose of this too, and that need of this. When getting this off the ground, Jasmine, I don't want to say you had I don't want to ask necessarily if you had any pushback to it, but did you have the support system? Did you have a good support system in, like, hey, guys, I think this is something we should be doing?
I definitely see a lot of support from the schools. I think that we are seeing an increase in enrollments for Latino students, especially kind of in that Marshfield area, but really all in central Wisconsin, that population is growing. And so I definitely have the support. They're really excited. And I was a first generation student myself, so I totally understand where some of these students are coming from, where like their parents don't get it, you know, or they can't help, because my parents couldn't really help me when I started my educational career after high school. So I really I have an extra passion for it, because I went through this, and to see the schools excited about it, to kind of we're starting to kind of promote it, since it doesn't start until September 22nd, so we have a little bit of time to get going. But I definitely am not necessarily seeing a lot of pushback, which is good. I am seeing a lot of support.
And it's nice. It's actually refreshing to hear that, actually. and I kind of asked the question, kind of, I don't want to say I knew the answer, but I kind of have a feeling about that, because the education system and teachers and the people like superintendents, all these different people that are in these organizations, they get it better than I do. They get it on a different level. Not the same level. You get it on a whole other level.
Right.
Them being right there in the middle of these things, they're seeing this stuff on a day-to-day basis. And if we're hearing about it, chances are this has been going on for a while. It's been an issue. Mm-hmm. At least the way we treat the education system and everything, that we don't get on these things quick enough. It's great that we're finally doing it. It's great that it exists now. When it comes, you've given us a breakdown of what this event is and everything, but what are the things that we're hoping to have benefited from this event? What are we hoping to see positives from? Maybe not even just this year, but in year two, year three.
Right. So this is definitely geared to high school students 9 through 12. So what we hope to see, obviously, is higher graduation rates for those specific students. But we also want to provide those resources, kind of like I mentioned. So what does financial aid look like? What are those options, right? In a language that the parents understand. And also one big one is also the options of outside of university, a four-year university. I think today, not just specifically in Latino populations, but I think overall, James, like, there are so many options, and it doesn't have to be a four-year college that you choose to go to after graduation. I mean, some of those technical schools, some of those associate degrees, you end up finding a job that pays you really well with just kind of that training that you do afterwards. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a four-year university. And I think that there's this misconception that it does. When you graduate, you got to go to college. It it's not anymore. Not anymore, right? Yeah. And so I think that that's another big thing that families can expect with this program is giving them those, okay, what are these other options if your student's not interested in a four-year college? Or if you as a family can't necessarily afford it right now, what is the training that will help, you know, locally that will help that student? What are some of those scholarships specifically for Hispanic students? Because some of the counselors in the schools might not even know that, right? Mm-hmm. If they're not used to kind of having that information. So all of those little things that I think will make it very unique and adaptable to that population we're serving.
Another thing I think that can come across here, and I'm not trying to be assuming or anything, mm-hmm. but in smaller areas, you may not be just around this as much as from bigger cities right. and everything, but this is not just necessarily, well, the only people who can't speak English are immigrants. Like, well, for one, we all started as immigrants. I'm sorry,
yes,
unless
yes,
you're of Native American blood. We all started as immigrants here.
Right.
But it's not just that. Oftentimes, it is second, third generation mm-hmm. because the first, second generation, as you were kind of touching mm-hmm. on a little bit, maybe didn't come from even my family. Coming from Italy,
right.
like I'm fourth generation, and I had relatives, my nana, some others mm-hmm. that spoke fluent Italian. They, mm-hmm. Like I mean, they had an accent. They had these mm-hmm. things. I couldn't always understand them. I could, you know,
right.
But I was actually benefited from this, I feel. I think more people, if you open up your mind a little bit, you'll see that this is, again, an enhancer. It is not something that's hurting our society or anything. It's only enhancing it.
Yes.
And as a side note here, outside of the States, Spanish is the biggest, most popular language in the world.
Yes.
It doesn't hurt to have kids know Spanish, even if they're not coming from a Spanish-speaking household.
Right.
If they're going into almost any field going into 2022 and beyond, it helps to know some Spanish. Maybe not speak it fluently,
right.
but just to know some.
Yeah, and you know, it's something that I am seeing more of a trend in here in Wisconsin in different areas, more in the southern part where I'm kind of from, but like a lot of bilingual programs and immersion programs, right? And I look back in some of the school districts kind of in that area, and they're already doing that. They're already mm-hmm. offering since elementary school dual language program, right?
Yeah.
And so they're learning in both, or it doesn't necessarily always have to be Spanish. Like, some schools, like in the bigger cities, are, you know, French, German,
right.
like they're teaching all these different languages because mm-hmm. it does better prepare them when they're older. And it does open lots of different doors, right, that you might not otherwise know about unless you spoke that language.
Well, there's two real hard truths right here. One, we're only getting more and more connected as we go mm-hmm. along here. It is no longer far-fetched to think that I'm doing this business here in Wisconsin and I might have something that connects to somebody in Germany or somebody in France or something. And knowing different languages is only going to help you with those conversations and things. But there's a reason why when you get into high school, one of the things that extracurriculars you can do is a foreign language.
Right.
And why that's so common. Because there is the data, there's the stats that prove kids that are around more than one language are that much more adaptable to just change in life, let alone the workforce, let alone being more productive, having better work ethics. Having a second language is a lot of those things. And again, it's fun. It's fun to know this stuff.
Yes.
It's a fun language. Spanish is a very fun language. there is so much uniqueness and beauty to it and everything.
Yes.
It's a very smooth language. There's a lot about it that I enjoy, but I'm glad you had that point there. I think I would have missed this. While we're focusing on Spanish because of, you know, juntos and everything, I'm glad you said that. I think that we encourage kids, or should encourage kids, to learn languages, whatever that might be.
Yeah.
Just knowing a different language can be very good. All these factors still take place. With Spanish and with juntos, it has a little bit of a deeper meaning, mm-hmm. certainly. But if we're just talking about learning a foreign language, I encourage people to do that, I think.
Yep. So, we're excited. And, you know, I think that's something also valuable for the students. I think that there's a misconception, too, that to be Latino, you have to speak Spanish. But mm-hmm. a lot of our students are growing up in this country. I mean, you know, I remember only speaking English in school. And so then with my younger sisters, that's kind of the language we choose because that's what we're around. And so for us, being able to offer something like juntos in both languages, so that way they can choose what they're whatever they want to learn it in, right? I think that's like something very unique. And I think we'll try to incorporate more as we move forward.
Well, I love everything about this event, but I love that it's a family event. Mm-hmm. I love that you're not just dropping your kid off a parent or somebody like that. That if everybody's on the same page, the household is going to be that much better. The household is going to be that much more able to help the kid learn and all these things.
It's going to have a higher success rate. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, this affects all of us because as I throw this fact out there every once in a while, Jasmine, because I learned this the other day.
Yeah.
Kids are the future.
Yes.
Like, this is crazy. I didn't know this. I thought I had to run anything in the next 100 years. So the better we prepare them, the better in every kid, not just, you know, your next door neighbor or this kid here, or this kid there. I mean, every kid. The more bases we cover, the better our future is going to be. And that seems like a pretty good deal to me. I feel like that's a pretty easy thing to sign up for.
I agree, right? So, yes, join us for Juntos. We'll be in Marshfield. We'll be starting on September 22nd. It's a 6-week course. A 5-week course. And it's from 5:30 to 8, and it's at the First Presbyterian Church. And so they can go on our website, on our Facebook page, and we have the registration information there.
And this is an event you should register for, or you need to register for?
Yeah. Just so we know how many people to plan for. If people have any questions, I speak Spanish myself, so it doesn't matter if you want to refer a family. Like, it might not be for you, but you might know someone. My phone number is 421-421-8440. So,
and we'll get that out there again before we wrap up. Is this one of those things where if you miss a class, you probably can't take the next one? Or
it's okay if you miss a class. If there's one of the nights that you can make it, we will help you make it up, and we'll make sure that you get all the information.
And just to rewind for a second again, this is one of those events. There's going to be a meal for people with the event?
Yeah, so we'll offer a light dinner at 5:30, and we'll offer childcare for families, and then our educational part starts kind of around 6.
And you also mentioned the childcare aspect of this, which is really smart and very cool of you guys.
Yeah, and we're hoping to, you know, obviously for those little kids, we're going to have lots of 4-H activities. That's what we're hoping to recruit some of our 4-H youth to come hang out with the little ones and do some fun stuff.
It's even smarter than I thought it was. Oh, masterful plan. Excellent.
Right.
We've been able to cover a handful of things today, but I do want to make sure that we hit on everything with Juntos. Did we cover everything you wanted?
Yeah, okay. I think we did.
Then, Jasmine, I wanted to ask, because of just coming out of that conversation, you mentioned yourself that you were a child like in a household like this and everything.
Yeah.
Were there things that stood out or things you remember from that time that you're like, that can bring attention to why this is so important that you experience? And I don't mean to pry.
Right.
For examples.
Right. Yeah. It's very dear to my heart when I look at my educational career, because I remember when I went to college that first year, I saw everybody around me get care packages. And I never got a care package because my parents didn't know. Like, they didn't know that this was a thing that you could do.
Yeah.
And I remember being so sad because it wasn't like I was blaming my parents, but it was just one of those things that because it was two different cultures that, you know, the culture that they came from, they didn't graduate from high school. So like they'd even, you know what I mean? So, and then knowing that, for example, my middle school ended up later in the year sending me a care package. Mm-hmm. Like that was such a great thing. But having that conversation with my parents, it wasn't that they didn't want to send me a care package. It's just that they didn't know.
Just
and so like
know.
Those things that, you know, we want to make sure that our parents, our families know, so that way our students can be more successful as they go on.
Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
And I really, especially because this, I think, really brings it home for some people. Because when we're talking about this, we tend to simplify.
Right.
And, okay, we're just talking about language. That's all we're talking about here. No, this is bigger than that.
Yeah.
This is cultural.
Yeah.
It is language, certainly, but it involves more than that because language involves more. I mean, languages, you know, they're tied together and everything.
Right.
I think that in some ways, a lot of us can relate to what that story you just told. Even if you've just moved from one state to another or one part of the country to another and the culture shock that can go on there that your parents were experiencing, I think a lot of parents, I know myself, my own parents can relate to, and they just were moving across state lines.
Right.
It's a whole different ballgame with something like that.
Yeah.
And again, this only enhances our country. It only makes our country that much stronger. And really, what it was designed to be from the beginning. This was never, there's a reason our country is not surrounded by walls. It was never meant to be that.
That's true.
It's supposed to be this way. We're stronger. We're better. We have a better future because of these things.
I agree with you.
Can we give the details one more time about Juntos?
Sure. So Juntos will be starting on September 22nd. It's going to be every Thursday for 5 weeks at 5:30 to 8 at First Presbyterian Church, which is located there at 200 South Lincoln Avenue in Marshfield. We'll provide some dinner. We'll have some childcare, and this is for 9th graders to 12th graders and their families. So that's very important.
Yes. and if you have any questions or concerns or anything, they can contact you?
Yeah, my phone number is 715-421-8440, or we have our Facebook page, we have our website, so they can get a hold of me.
And also wanted to mention again, the Central Wisconsin State Fair going on right now, and you guys have a section there.
Yes, come to the hockey building. We'll have activities all the way through Sunday and lots of just fun stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot to going on over there with that. And not only, because I got to imagine quite a few of you out there are going to be going to the Central Wisconsin State Fair. When you go, have a good time. Enjoy those things. If you didn't make a note to go by the 4-H stop by. Stop by, check it out. And I'm saying that even if you're just a grown man, a grown woman, an adult or something.
Yeah.
The kids are going to see that. Mm-hmm. The kids are going to see that you took the time to come over there and check out what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And as they grow older and become adults, they'll do that for other kids.
Yes, that's true.
It goes a long way, and it makes a big effect. I cannot thank you enough for the time, Jasmine. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me.
Say hi to the rest of Extension for us.
I will. Yeah, they'll all be there today.
Have a good time with the fair. Have a great time with Juntos. And please let us know if we can get anything out there to the audience.
Of course.
You know, any up-to-date information or something.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
We'll talk again real soon.
Yes.
And we'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow right here on 97.5 FM WFHR.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248.